TikTok is stopping us from producing ammo for Ukraine, arms manufacturer claims. By Peter Cattle on March 29, 2023. A TikTok data center is using so much electricity there isn't any spare capacity in the region to power the expansion of an arms manufacturing plant, Norway's part-state-owned defense company has claimed. Nammo, an ammunition manufacturing company partly owned by the Norwegian government, has lashed out at Chinese social media platform TikTok for allegedly preventing the arms manufacturer from making more ammunition for Ukraine. It is perhaps the most remarkable of the recent allegations made against the Chinese Communist Party-linked platform, which has seen governments across the West clamp down on it over China spying fears. According to a report by the Financial Times, however, officials from Nammo now allege that the social media giant is now directly impeding Ukraine's war efforts. This is reportedly due to the high energy consumption of a data center linked to TikTok that is located near the Nammo factory, with local energy suppliers reportedly being unable to both supply enough electricity to the ammunition manufacturer for it to increase production while also serving the needs of the server center. We are concerned because we see our future growth is challenged by the storage of cat videos, Nammo chief executive Morten Brandtzæg said, claiming that the company was supplying 6,000 rounds per day to the Zelensky administration, but that the country needed even more. Brandtzæg went on to suggest that TikTok's high power consumption with a local data center might even be intentional. I will not rule out that it's not by pure coincidence that this activity is close to a defense company, he said. I can't rule it out. The claim that TikTok is now, intentionally or otherwise, disrupting the Ukrainian war effort against Russia by using as much European electricity as possible is perhaps one of the biggest claims made against the Chinese social media platform in recent days. Politicians and news outlets have linked the popular app to a wide variety of problems, from Chinese spying to the rise of paganism in Western nations. Western governments appear to be mostly concerned about the security issues posed by TikTok, with a variety of governments in Europe and America ordering their workforces to try and stay off the platform, often ordering it to be deleted from government-owned devices. U.S. authorities are keen to take things a step further, with support for a general countrywide TikTok ban growing both amongst the country's political elite. I do not trust that TikTok will ever embrace American values, values for freedom, human rights, and innovation, SIC, one Republican lawmaker said last week. It should be banned. Perhaps a more pressing issue for Europe, however, is the issue of energy, with one Nordic industrialist reportedly telling the Financial Times that as the supply of electricity grows tighter, amid, some claim, ongoing green energy failures and gas shortages, manufacturers in every sector will become embroiled in more and more battles with big tech over energy use. It will be a big fight, they reportedly explained. Do we want green steel or data centers for Facebook? Brandtzæg is said to have agreed with this assessment, warning that the company's disagreement with TikTok was likely not to be a once-off, but a trend for the future. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.